Halloween nightmare in South Korea. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Families are searching hospitals after a massive crowd of mostly young people became trapped and crushed in the capital's entertainment district. At least 153 people were killed in Seoul. More than 80 others were hurt.
Hundreds of emergency workers rushing to the scene to try to treat the injured. Desperately sad scenes of people giving CPR.
Fox's Kitty Logan, President Biden has expressed his deepest condolences. First responders are overwhelmed in Somalia's capital, where a pair of truck bombs killed at least 100 people, some 300 others hurt. The Al-Shabaab terror group has claimed responsibility. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is speaking out about the home invasion that put her husband in the hospital. She says her children and grandchildren are heartbroken and traumatized.
Paul Pelosi suffered a fracture to his skull and serious injuries to his right arm and his hand. Fortunately, he is expected to make a full recovery. He underwent a successful surgery.
Fox says Christina Coleman, the suspect, is expected to be charged tomorrow. To the campaign trail where former President Obama made the case for Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
There may be a lot of issues at stake in this election, but the basic question you should always be asking yourself, but especially right now, is who will fight for you?
Whitmer is being challenged by Republican Tudor Dixon. Florida's governor traveled to New York to campaign for Republican Lee Zeldin. He's trying to unseat Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul. The Houston Astros even the score at the World Series, winning Game 2 over the Philadelphia Phillies 5-2. Game 3 tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A predicted personnel shakeup has started at Twitter. The New York Times is reporting job cuts have been ordered across the company, with some teams expected to get hit harder than others. Elon Musk, who now owns the social media giant, has already removed Twitter CEO and other executives. He's long promised to turn Twitter into a new digital town square.
He clarified his first steps towards that future, tweeting, quote, Twitter will be forming a content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints. No major content decisions or account reinstatements will happen before that council convenes.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. A boat carrying more than two dozen Cubans never made it to the U.S. Cuban state media says the boat overturned after crashing into a Cuban Coast Guard ship, killing at least five people. Another 23 were reportedly rescued. Cubans have been leaving the island in growing numbers, driven by deepening economic and political turmoil. Most who flee travel by plane to Nicaragua, then make their way to the U.S.-Mexico border. Migrants continue to flow across our southern border.
Border communities getting hit from all angles. Large groups continue crossing the Rio Grande to turn themselves in voluntarily to Border Patrol. And then you have the migrants that don't want to be caught, who are working their way up private ranches trying to evade Border Patrol checkpoints. Then you have a lot of cases of human smuggling as well.
Fox's Nate Foy in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Criminal organizations are making more money on human smuggling than they are on drugs, and we continue to see different trends of human smuggling that we're seeing throughout the border as well.
Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety. The White House blames the ongoing surge on the root causes of illegal immigration, like poverty and violence. The next Powerball jackpot will be worth about $1 billion. No tickets matched all winning numbers last night. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.